This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and the violence in UP Sambal. Opposition members continued to raise the issues forcing adjournment of the house for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, raising slogans over the same issues. This forced the adjournment of the house for the day. Opposition MPs today walked out of the meeting, Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, alleging that the committee had left many state boards unheard and had announced its intention to table the draft report on the 29th of this month in the Lok Sabha. The opposition leaders have demanded an extension of the JPC's tenure. The opposition MP said the committee has not visited states like Bihar and West Bengal, and the Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh governments have not been heard. They also allege that the committee is not taking the process seriously. The government today informed the Lok Sabha that Railway has no plans to discontinue unreserved compartments in trains. In a written reply, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, during the current financial year, more than 600 general class coaches have been attached in the Mail Express trains operating with Linky Hoffman Bush coaches. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youngsters to take part in quiz, which can ensure them to be part of the historic Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Viksit Bharat Challenge is a four-stage competition which invites young people to participate and contribute ideas. The challenge kicks off with an all-India digital quiz competition from the 25th of November to the 5th of next month. This competition is open to all individuals aged between 15 to 29. In Jharkhand, swearing-in ceremony of the Hemant Soren as Chief Minister will be held tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morha Bari Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, along with leaders of India bloc, for the ceremony. The National Investigation Agency today searched multiple locations linked with Davinder Bambiha gang across Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh in the Terra Gangster Nexus case. According to the NIA, incriminating materials, including mobiles and digital devices, banking transactions and property-related documents, were seized during the searches. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vibha Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will run in a focused manner. Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said the government is focusing more on the northeastern region to develop its tourism and infrastructure sectors as these has potential for economic growth. He said this while inaugurating the 12th edition of the International Tourism Mart at the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve today. Gujarat has unveiled a new cottage and rural industries policy aiming to create 12 lakh more direct and indirect employment opportunities in the sector in the coming 5 years. Launching the policy in Gandhinagar, the State Minister of Cottage Industries, Balwant Singh Rajput, said the new policy focuses on developing self-sustaining cottage industries in the state by increasing credit facility, market access and preserving traditional handicrafts of the state. The Union Home Ministry has permanently created a hub of National Security Guards in Jammu City to counter any major terror attack. A special component of the NSG is now permanently in place in the city to act within minutes in case such a situation arises to take on terrorists. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to advance to the single second round of the Syed Modi International 2024 BWF Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.